This is a Cato Special Podcast. I'm Caleb Brown. When the court orders the military to remove a president after he flagrantly, repeatedly violates the nation's constitution, is coup really the right word for it? Juan Carlos Hidalgo, Project Coordinator for Latin America at the Cato Institute, comments on the unfolding situation in Honduras.
In the last couple of weeks, President Manuel Zelaya in Honduras has been trying to push for a poll, what he called a poll, a popular vote, in order to ask Hondurans whether they want a new constitution, whether they want to call for a new constitution. He wanted to have this vote on a new constitution in November, when the country is going to hold general elections to pick a new president and a new Congress and so on. The problem here is that President Zelaya is overtly trying to change the constitution to seek re-election. He's a close ally of Hugo Chavez in Venezuela, Daniel Ortega in Nicaragua, Evo Morales in Bolivia, and Rafael Correa in Ecuador. So he's following the trend that has been set by Hugo Chavez of changing the constitution and abolishing term limits in order to perpetuate himself in power. However, the Honduran constitution is quite adamant in its desire not to have that scenario happening. Several articles in the constitution mention that it's even treason to promote a change of the constitution looking for a re-election. So the Supreme Court and Congress and the Independent Electoral Tribunal in Honduras and the Attorney General's Office declare this poll that the president was trying to hold illegal, and ask him to stop any efforts to hold the vote last Sunday. However, he went ahead with his plans. He called these institutions, democratic institutions, reactionaries and right wing, and he asked the army to distribute the polling material, the electoral material for this poll. The army refused to do this because the court had declared illegal the vote. So the president sacked the head chief of the army, and because as a consequence of that, other army generals resigned in protest because of this move from the president. On Sunday, when the vote was taking place that morning, the army sacked the president of Honduras, and they kicked him out of the country to Costa Rica. And it was later found out that the court had asked the army to do this, and the army simply complied with the orders of the court. The president had been found in contempt of the Constitution, and Congress swiftly declared a new president that afternoon, a president of Congress, as the Constitution demands. So this is what happened on Sunday and the weeks before the removal of the president.
Is it fair to call that a coup?
Well, if it's a coup, then it definitely breaks the mold from previous coups in Latin America. First of all, the decision to remove the president wasn't taken by the military. It was taken by a civilian arm of government, the courts, that found the president breaching the constitution repeatedly and deliberately. Congress, and then the army didn't hold the power. They swiftly gave it back to Congress, and Congress declared a new designee to the presidency, a new president. So definitely it doesn't fit the mold of a coup, you know, because usually what will happen is that you had a military junta taking over and running the country in a military dictatorship. This is not the case in Honduras. Constitutional order has been restored.
Hugo Chavez has been very adamant about restoring the president to power, saying that his people in Honduras cannot do this. What has been the response from elsewhere in Latin America and the United States?
Unfortunately, there's been wide international condemnation towards what happened in Honduras and towards the new government. The OAS is the Organization of American States. The OAS is talking about expelling Honduras from the organization, which is kind of interesting because 3 weeks ago, they lifted the ban they had on membership on Cuba, despite that the country is a dictatorship that is clearly breaching the democratic charter of the OAS. They lifted that ban, and now they're trying to use that democratic charter to kick Honduras out of the organization. Hugo Chavez, yes, he's been quite adamant about his desire to have Mel Zelaya restored to the presidency, and he's even talking about overthrowing the new government of Honduras. Interestingly enough, nobody is condemning these declarations from the president of Venezuela, and they are condemning what happened in Honduras. And unfortunately, the international community has been muted so far on the abuses of power that Mel Zelaya was committing in Honduras prior to his removal from office on Sunday.
Juan Carlos Hidalgo is Project Coordinator for Latin America at the Cato Institute. You can read more of his work at cato.org.